Thanks very much, Martin, for that fantastic response to the publication, to this moment as well. It only remains now for me to introduce the person of the moment, Fiona Whelan.
Thank you, Martin. That's kind of thrown me slightly, but thank you. In January 2004, as I do mention in the book, I do remember walking into St. Andrews Community Centre with a box of art materials, paint and pencils, and thinking, right, this is the beginning of something. And little did I know that nearly 11 years ago I'd stand here, and not in the frame of holding my paintbrush, but something completely different to talk about something that happened with a lot of people who are standing here. It was a new chapter for my practice then. I was only out of college. It was my first residency as an artist, which is a big deal. And I had this interest in my practice as a painter and this idea, this practice I had of teaching young people, of merging and seeing could something more interesting happen if those two interests combined. I was impressionable, I was open to being influenced, and who better to meet if you're in that state than a man called Jim Lawler. Jim's passion and his interest in youth work as team leader and now manager of Royalty Youth Project completely engaged me, as did the team who were up there. And I had this desire to stay and to engage and to learn and to hang around. And Jim, over the first year, really created the conditions to allow for something much longer to happen, even though the residency was supposed to be 6 months. It shifted the relationship possible between artists and organisation. And I have built my practice there and don't intend to move on anytime soon. And really have worked with a vibrant team of youth workers, former club workers, and young people, and many of whom are not young people anymore, and most of whom are, because it's 10 years that they have started as 15-year-olds, but are now adults and still have a pint later. The What's the Story Collective, I suppose, was a particular exploration that. It started as 12, 8 of us ended up really engaging in our understandings of power, and I learned a huge amount from that. We also engaged with the Gardaí, and it's really nice to see one, I don't know if he's still here, Colin, it's really nice to see part of the story continuing tonight. There's a load of people I need to thank, so if you can bear with me, these are really important people to the project. In the end of the book, I do acknowledge Alva Murphy, Kieran Smith, Neela Boyle, and Chris McGuire, who had just been that kind of background support over many years as you're trying to navigate a practice in a place and all the complexities that arise, so thank you. I suppose the practice, we never allowed it to get bored, and over time, all of us who worked together really tried to, if we felt it getting any way stale, to throw those difficult questions in and keep trying to keep the thing alive, and I think that's the reason a lot of us are still there 10 years later, that it has never been allowed to get stagnant. So, to all of you, you know who you are, thank you for that. I suppose for reasons that are obvious to read, if you read the book, like Martin says, the book is dedicated to Jim. And I can't look at you because I don't want to cry, so I'm not going to look at you, but don't look because he'll cry. So thank you to Jim Lawler for being that person, and it's obvious if you read it what you did. I tried to think of an acknowledgement at the beginning of the book, and there just was none, so it was easier just to say for Jim. It's strange, and today's been really interesting. It's great to have the seminar, and it was amazing that so many people came. It's such a diverse group, and I really enjoyed it. You don't often enjoy things that you're part of organising, but I really did. It's been strange that it's been such a collaborative venture over 10 years, and I feel slightly celebrated today, which obviously I wrote a book, so that's fair enough. But the work is... the tension for me is that the work is collaborative and always has been, and we've always been so careful about how we describe it, and that we acknowledge everybody's contribution. And we talk about power, and then here I am as the artist who's written the book who talks about that practice. So I am very aware of that. In one way, that nearly prevented me from doing it. And then I began to think about the power of the distribution of the story, actually, and maybe that was worth just taking the risk and actually getting the story out there, because I think a lot of the work in my Royalty Youth Project is so incredible and so hidden. And as I think Alan and Kieran have said, it's one of like Dublin's best secrets is Royalty Youth Project. So so in that sense, I suppose take the risk, share, and see what can come of it back to us and our practice. I suppose one of my motivations for writing it was I'm really affected by the type of knowledge that exists in practice, in collaborative arts, in youth work, and the intersection between the two, and always in the face of academic knowledge and theory and other kinds of knowledge that, and the information that we consume every day and the things we feel we should know, something was going on in that space, and I really wanted to try to figure out what that was. Generally in arts writing, you're not generally supported to be vulnerable. One tends to write from the position of knowing, and I tried to write a little bit about the story but also acknowledging what I didn't know and tried to know in the process. And I suppose I'd urge other people to explore the subjective, the personal experience of what was going on, to try to find the learning that's there. I owe that form to Áine O'Brien, who's here somewhere, who moderated the seminar today. She guided my writing 2 years ago, around now we met, and I said, I think I'd like to write something. And she said, let's do this. And she, every month, met me over that first year and responded, well, began me in a process of highlighting key memories, which was an interesting place to start, just plot your key memories and then build a story around them. And we worked through that. She also highlighted that I was writing very defensively in the beginning. And I think that's, those of you who are artists who do this kind of work, we become defensive because we always pit it against other types of art that are celebrated in a particular way. But when obviously the relationship with Áine and how she encouraged a particular form of memoir and helped me peel away all those layers and get to what I actually know and talk confidently about it, it's just been an incredible process. So I've learned a lot from writing the book. And thank you to Áine, huge thank you, because it literally wouldn't be here without her. Janet Davies then edited the text and again brought another layer of just incredible support. Not sure if they're here, but Noel Cooper and the design team at Unthink, as Declan acknowledged, just brought it to life. It wasn't an easy book to design because there's so many different types of writing, from diary entries to quotes and those critical questions and the beautiful illustration of how do you bring the whole thing together. So I think they did a gem of a job. The Arts Council of Ireland gave me funding 2 years ago to get the thing off the ground. And without them, I couldn't have started it. I couldn't have started the process. So that's huge for me. And then the rest was obviously self-funded and self-published, but I have to absolutely acknowledge the Arts Council. The idea of being self-published is a little strange because there's a slight ego there that you decide that you're worthy of writing your own book and publishing it, right? No one else has said to you, we want to publish your writings. It is bizarre, and I'm sitting with that a little strangely. But then I think it's also a power that you say, I'm not going to wait for anyone to invite me to write, I have a story to tell. Yeah. And I suppose I'd urge anyone who feels it's not that complicated after you set yourself up as a publisher and you write and you know, why not? We have things to say. So I'm kind of interested in that. Setting myself up as a publisher, you have to buy 10 ISBN numbers. So I learned this along the way. So as I wrote, as I wrote 10, and I may get divorced in the process of this, but you do, you have to, so I now have to write 10 books essentially. So. But maybe that leads me to the point that there is a behind the scenes thing that happens. Obviously, I've taken the moment of celebration on. Acknowledge that it's a good moment for Aalto as well, but behind the scenes there's all these people who keep me up in my day, and I have to acknowledge my husband James Ryan, who's down there, for his constant encouragement and support. I wrote a lot of this book while pregnant and designed it on maternity leave, and don't think I was particularly easy to live with, but he never mentioned it, and I know he wouldn't like the thought that I'd immediately launch into another one, so thank you for that support. My sister, Orla Whelan, first of all for the beautiful illustrations that have been acknowledged by other people in terms of bringing the thing to life. I really didn't want to have the type of imagery you often get in this type of practice, which is the photo of people in a room talking to each other, which doesn't say anything about the incredible things that happen in those spaces. So I spoke to Orla, and she knew the work obviously from listening to me, and she has been over the year that critical voice, and different to some of the other critical voices that have engaged, because as a sister she can say things that other people can't say, and that's particularly special. She's also an artist, but she can pose those questions in a very particular way. So I want to acknowledge her support, and then the beautiful drawings that brought the thing to life, which are for sale. I have bought the cover myself because I fell in love with that image, particularly because of that moment where we all shared reading those stories for the first time. And then it takes me to my parents, who are also there. I can't look at anyone. It's going to blank you out for a minute. But they obviously are mentioned in the book, but have always completely supported me in what I wanted to do, and I recognise that as a huge privilege. They've been an incredible influence, but also in ways different to what they might have intended or expected. They've hugely influenced the direction my work has taken, and I really want to acknowledge that. And also through the absolute endless child-minding that they do at the drop of a hat, which allows those of us, and particularly women, to pursue the careers we want to pursue. So I absolutely am so grateful. Thank you. And then finally, really in relation to today, it's really good to be here in NCAD. I was loving the fact that half the people in the seminar were youth workers, community workers, lots of people who wouldn't necessarily find themselves in this institution, and it was a really rich and exciting debate. So thank you to Declan, obviously, as director, and Gary Granville, particularly the head of the Faculty of Education, because I also work here, and Gary supports my practice and the work we do in the MA and Social Engaged Art, and has supported today, so thank you. Everybody who contributed to the seminar, we had really incredible presentations from Kathleen Lynch, the head of Equality Studies in UCD, Des Bell from NCAD, Catherine Atkinson from CREATE, and Maris Devon from Maynooth University, and ourselves from Rialto, and mediated by Anya. It was a really exciting day, so thank you to all of you. Linda Evans from Rialto Project, I hope you're in the room, because you did an absolute gem of a job taking the pressure of organising everything other than the seminar. All the detail of when you walk in the door to being signed in, to have been handed a drink and food and everything else. Linda pulled a team together, and that team, who are the ones outside who are running around welcoming us, our team from Rialto Youth Project, and that is, Rialto do these kind of things really well, and I knew once it was in Linda's hands it was going to be done well, so absolutely huge thank you. Leona Daly, my good friend, for her contribution from Heineken to support the event. It has to be acknowledged that we are, so those of us who are drinking a beer at Heineken have supported us, and obviously Jenny from the canteen for the food. So really just to say thank you to Martin for his speech. I'm quite touched. I heard him speak years ago. We only met each other the other day, where I handed Martin the book and he agreed to read it the whole weekend. So that's some task. But the one thing I remember lots of things, but one thing really stuck out from, I heard Martin speak many years ago, I don't remember where he talked about our practice and whether we should get over the idea of being successful artists and think about being significant artists. And it really stuck with me over all the years, and I suppose I hope that it's a significant contribution to the field. So that's all I have to say. Thank you all for coming. Please have another drink if there's any left. Buy a book or a drawing if you wish, and if you can't, talk to me. They are available on the website, which has just got launched today due to the just absolute commitment of Unthink to get the website up and running with PayPal, so it can be bought by anyone anywhere. But also, I've been spending so much time on everything else that I haven't got to the distribution, which is a whole other head of marketing and distribution that you have to deal with, the self-publishing. But so far, it will be available in my bookshop from next week, and it's going to be in the Dublin Art Book Fair this weekend, and to be continued. I'm going to have to do a bit of work, but it will be out there. It's available on the website. And just finally to say, the fire is lighting upstairs in the Lord Edward, and we've got a bit of a section upstairs, so if anyone would like to join us for a drink, that would be great.